Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh my God. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Roger.
Today is March. Oh, holy shit. You just hit the microphone.
19.
March 19th, Wednesday, episode
531.
Oh my. Oh, wait. They can't hear the intro? You guys can't hear anything? Can you hear us? Hello?
Can you hear?
They didn't hear the
yes,
intro?
Yes, you can hear. Yes, can hear.
But you didn't hear the intro?
Okay.
Yeah, they heard it.
I guess they didn't hear the intro.
You're worrying us. Like, what the hell?
We're live from Chicago.
So welcome. Oh my God, this is like a live show. We haven't done this like
in forever and a day.
Oh my God, since like October, I think, maybe
November.
Right? Was it November? It was a live show.
The last live show was November after Thanksgiving, so I think it might have been the last week of November.
Uh huh.
Oh, I was not here.
You were not here. It is your first time. How do you feel?
It needs to go a little deeper.
A little deeper? A
little to that
deep. How is it different than...
Oh, yay, RC's here. Woo!
How is it different than prom?
You weren't invited? I have not been accused of rape, so I guess I think it's much better than prom.
Y'all, I am drinking orange juice tonight. I'm 50!
And I'm drinking
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, a.k.a. piss water.
I love Miller Lite. Stop it. Don't even go there, girlfriend.
So I think we should send a couple shout outs to the peeps in the chat room.
Yes, we will continue to say who's in the chat room because people come in during the hour, go out. You'll see
welcome
that.
Welcome, Cosmic Popsicle.
What about Baron Frosty?
I said hi, Daddy Baron Frosty. It's all about Ed LaChair. That's RC. I love him. Mags.
LaChair's chair.
Guess who's here? I just asked.
Melissa Miranda. 3M.
It's 3M. And then Topple.
No. Yeah, no. Toppy Smelly.
Oh, Smelly.
Q Sledge.
What up?
So, oh my God, there's more people in here than there were like a minute ago because I was starting to get worried.
In me, yes.
So it's hot as shit in this room. Just to let you guys know, we had to open up a window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always cold. But then today it's hot in this small room that we're in.
You mean the West Wing?
Yeah, the West Wing.
Of your mansion?
Of our mansion. So how have you been this week, Roger?
I have actually been pretty all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, had some ups and downs, but, you know, I suppose that goes on in a gay man's life.
I think you need to scoot closer because your voice is bouncing off the wall behind you.
Like this?
So no, like scoot. Oh, actually scoot the... Everything away. Up.
He just wants me closer inside.
Not really. Gross.
Do you all remember the autograph story? Exactly. Calm down.
So, what else? I mean, what's been going on this week? Anything good?
At work. Oh, yeah. This is so much better.
Oh. It's not as bouncy back
then? Yeah, I felt like there was like, I was like in an audience of millions when really there's about how many chat people?
Well... There's like eight people minus us two, but I had to give Roger the pop guard for the microphone because
I apparently like can't to pop, handle pop, his peas
and see it doesn't do it.
I know.
There's oh that. My God,
we're going off discourse here.
Miracles. There's never a schedule here, really.
La chair.
If we need to get back on to schedule, we'll say la chair.
Chair, right? just work really. Trying to deal with some...
Baron Frosty is brushing his teeth.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, at least he has good hygiene.
I don't know. How are you texting and brushing your teeth at the same time? That doesn't make sense.
He's magical. Have you seen him? He's magical.
He's quite magical.
Yeah. Who's that? Wait, who's in that? Okay.
They're all talking about what they're doing while they're listening to us.
Oh, I thought they were.
Why isn't everyone masturbating while they're listening to us? I need validation.
MMM, what's the deal? How are you? Who wants an iPad?
Oh, MMM's no longer in the room. The evil gentleman just came in. Welcome.
Awesome.
Oh, Foul Monkeys is my sole interest.
Oh.
We're even more important than masturbating to Ed.
That's amazing. Ed, I will masturbate to you tonight.
Okay. Well, you'll meet him at Pride 48 because you're going, right?
Yes.
Did you hear that, everyone?
I think I'm going to have to set up a GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe account?
GoFundMe account.
Oh, I have to do that. I didn't like it. I didn't really care for it.
I don't
Why care. Didn't you donate?
I did donate. You ass.
You did?
Yes. I donated a small $1,000.
It was literally like a picture of a $1,000 bill in a frame.
Right. Right.
I was just joking with you. I don't remember everyone who sponsored IV surgery, so.
Got it.
Where are you on Amazon, Roger? You need a mic.
Oh, bam.
We
Bam.
Need to add the mic to the Amazon wish list.
I don't. Okay, so I'm just going to put it out there. My wish list is a little expensive. It's a little exorbitant. I don't give a fuck. If y'all want to buy me that shit, I'm more than happy to accept it.
I love that you have been on the show less than 10 times, and, but you're already trying to take my spot in for people buying you stuff or asking for things.
Do you not? What did I tell you earlier? I am like...
They want you to link the wish list in... the room.
Oh, hold on.
No, well, you have to talk and do this at the same time.
I'm going. Jesus.
So what were you saying?
I don't remember. I said that I had expensive taste, but
right.
I shop at like
Marshall's. This bitch took me to TJ Maxx the other day,
because I thought I was going to die. Boppy underwear that
he returned fit. Underwear. Who returns underwear?
It was not worn.
And you tried them on.
It doesn't matter. They don't know that.
I could tell they were tried on.
From the package?
I can see now why you and Ricky are friends, Roger. All About Ed said, I will get whatever you want to make Foul Monkeys that much better.
Oh my that's God. Amazing.
Ed is the best. Like, literally.
Ed, I already love you.
Don't say what it is, but Ed is going to get a pretty awesome gift for me, right? Remember the other day? It's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to send it to you guys.
Oh, that's right, because that yep, they are. Oh. And PS, it's courtesy of
Not really. No. You took me there.
Yeah, that's courtesy of me.
I could have taken a bus.
Well, it would have taken you simple bitch.
So I'm simple because I like to save the earth and use public transportation.
Oh, God. How do I share this? I'm so fucking technically dumb. Not really, but okay.
Here,
so
let me see your computer. I'll do it while you talk because you're not good at that.
Well, part. I mean, do I just copy this here and then add it? Is that what? What? So anyway, is there anything that we want to discuss at the moment? There you go. Excuse me. I'm drinking beer and it makes me really
Belchie!
Made me a little baby got a little gas.
Oh my God, you have three ways flesh jack?
Oh yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, because I'm gonna buy me a new flesh jack.
You are so why do you even have this on your computer? Why?
Because I'm extremely,
where's the chat room?
Oh my god. Did you just copy it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're sorry for this disorganization.
Someone has bad things on their computer.
There we go.
Dirty
there you go.
Girl.
So I just have to say that there are quite a few things on there that would actually help.
What, as a new flesh jack on there? Because
no,
that's kind of
that's not
weird.
No, it's not. I was going to put a, what is that? The Anos, which is like the little, like.
Have one. You want to borrow it?
Ew.
It's brown, but it was white.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All About Ed said, I saw this wish list yesterday. I knew that was you.
I told you guys, it's kind of expensive. I'm sorry.
He is an expensive bitch. He thinks he needs to be on The Real Housewives of... Why don't they have a Real Housewives of Chicago?
Wait, Tappy Smelly said, ew. an iPad. I'm sorry, Ed. That would really work
right.
for the show. Because then right. I wouldn't have to walk around with this
computer. An iPad, really?
Yeah. Because look, you are walking around with a fucking iPad and a
I
Mac.
Bought that.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. But it's not necessarily... You don't have to purchase the stuff on there. It's my wish list. I just put things on there that I think...
You're wishing for something you're probably not going to get.
I know.
RT Cruiser is in the room all the way from Australia.
What up, Aussie?
Courtney Act is from there.
Good day, mate.
We love her, by the way. I love Courtney Act from RuPaul's Drag Race. Do you want to go there now?
I hooked up with a guy from Australia. Ew. And
I thought you were going to say you hooked up with Courtney Act.
No, but I feel like I can't see you. I need to look at your face. I know they're probably all looking at that list going, oh, this bitch.
This bitch is not simple.
No. I'm the complete opposite of the simple bitch over here.
Cosmic Popsicle said that Aneros thing looks scary, but then I'm a top. I'm telling you right now, that okay. thing right... Wait, let me say my part. That thing is amazing.
It is. I don't care if you're a top or a bottom. It doesn't matter.
You don't use it for that. It sits there and it's amazing.
I mean,
wow. You have an orgasm and it like moves without... It. Like, you don't really come like the normal way.
No,
it's just
you
shake and you're just like, oh, God, I'm gonna die. Like, you literally feel like you're having seizures.
Tappy Smelly, all of a sudden he's interested. No, honestly, you don't like it's you insert it, and our neighbors are probably like, what the fuck? They're all probably getting their pads and pens out, break mm-hmm. the shit down. So basically, what you do.
So if I get you the underwear, will pics follow? Yes.
Yes, for sure. I'm total pick underwear whore. Anyway, if you when you put it in as you're masturbating, it essentially is you're like pumping it up and down. Yeah, your prostate is going up and down, mm-hmm. and so it moves it, and as it's moving, it's creating more tension in that area.
But if you're not like beating off, you can just leave it there, and you can use your Kegel muscles.
Yes, because men do have Kegel muscles.
It takes you have to get used to using it.
Yes.
Because you're so excited, you want it to happen now, but. I mean, this is like if you do it this way with the Kegel muscles, you have to like do it over like a 30-40 minutes to an hour. You have to give yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a little getting used to, but so for all of those males who can move their penis without touching it, you know how you move it up and down?
RT Cruiser, you can click on the list. It's just his wish list.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really expensive wish list. I'm sorry.
Wait,
it's
how are you listening at work? So you can listen to us talk about dirty, nasty stuff, but you can't click on an Amazon link. Australia's weird. Hi, Aunt. Good to see you.
Video Bear in front.
Bear Herman, welcome. Thank you very much for coming in.
What up,
There's
Bear?
More people here than I thought would be here today. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Hi to everyone. I'm sorry. I can't. This is the first time I'm on the show.
It's his first time, so
he
has to get used to it.
Okay,
it's really hard. You have to kind of pay attention to the chat room.
Hard.
You have to talk like you really don't type respond.
This is the reason why an iPad Air or
no,
Mini would
it
work.
Does not help you.
Oh god,
it would not help you.
Why are you trying to deter them to give me a gift?
Because if anybody gets that, it's gonna be me.
Oh, well, you can get one too.
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
No, stop.
He's so mean, you guys. He's so mean. I was telling him about my poetry shit from Tell Me More on NPR, and he was like, I don't want to hear it.
Baron Frosty, I would follow Ricky anywhere. Oh, stop it.
Baron Frosty, you have not met me. Watch out.
We get to pop Roger's chat cherry tonight. Yay!
Yeah.
It's been 12 years.
Oh.
So, let's talk about RuPaul's Drag Race.
I would like to follow the schedule that we have.
What
about that?
There's no schedule. We just talk about stuff.
I'm pulling your
chain. So, all right. So, do you want me to do my week? I don't really have anything.
Yeah, because like you left sickness and the return.
No. You need to update because it's not... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need you to take that back.
I'm updating two different things here. I think we're having issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, what I want to talk about is this new web series on YouTube that I discovered. Mm-hmm. And there's only 4 episodes so far, but...
What is it?
It's on YouTube, and if you do a search for Day Drunk Gaze, It's these guys that go to different places for brunch, uh-huh. and it's like they're talking about different gay things. Like the first episode, their friend didn't show up for 20 minutes, so they just pulled a complete stranger.
Hey, Jimmy Bear.
They pulled a complete stranger into their brunch table just so they can get the seat because they wouldn't seat them until they had a party of four. So they just pulled a complete stranger off the street and said, "You want to come have brunch with us?" So the fifth guy shows up, his friend, who's like, "I'm sorry, I was 20 minutes late." And they're like, "Sorry, you'll have to see us next Sunday." I mean, it's pretty funny.
That's like my friends.
I tweeted them today, and they responded back to me, and they're like, "Oh my God, did you do interviews?" Because he listened to the show. One of them listened to the show last night.
Oh, awesome.
So wait, I said, no, we don't do shows. They listen to our show.
We need to get them on. We need to have an interview.
We do?
Yes. Mm. Okay, no, we
That's
need
a lot
to,
of work.
That, my God, why are you, like, I will take over what work, quote unquote, you say.
So Roger thinks
I want,
that
no,
he can turn
no,
this
no,
whole
no.
enterprise around.
No, no, no.
He
no, no.
thinks
let
he
me
can just
clear.
Come up in this one man office.
Let's be clear. Let us
and
let
change
me...
everything.
Okay, we're,
no, I'm just
we're
kidding.
Being really messy. let's be clear here. I want to take us in the direction of let's
Money!
Just a pot of gold. Because I think that Ricky and I have something special. I think most of us would agree.
Ding.
Wink, wink. Anyway, so I was considering, I was telling him some ideas about, like, maybe getting some sponsors, you know, trying to, like, kickstart us into maybe, like, an NPR, maybe a serious radio
podcast.
Show, something like that.
So, people in the room, how do you feel about this?
I love it. Yeah, how do you, tell us what you think.
It's all about, Ed said, Ricky, when are you going to take down the old pics on the website of the old crew? Got to get Roger on that
Thank
website.
Thank you. I've been wanting him to scrub it down, like, what's that movie with Meryl Streep, where she gets scrubbed down, like.
Oh, the Silkwood.
Yeah, Silkwood.
Shower.
Yeah, I've been wanting you to do that mm-hmm. for the last. Every
Sophie's
time I,
Choice? No. Is that from Sophie's Choice?
No, it's Silkwood.
Oh, Silkwood?
Yeah. Anyway, look.
You gotta be able to just glance.
I know. And so anyway, so I want us to get like a sponsor so that way we have the ability to bring you guys maybe more shows with a little funding in back.
Oh my God. Baron, it's called Day Drunk Gaze. Go check it out.
Yeah. It's actually La Chair, which is L-A... And then it's her actual name.
C-H-E-R.
Yeah.
La Chair.
Oh, my God.
That's how I exfoliate, Toppy Smelly says. Silkwood Shower. Wait, did somebody say Silkwood Shower?
Yeah, right. It's got a little of something in there.
So that's really my week. I don't think interesting happened this week. Monday, I went to RuPaul's Drag Race at the Call Bar.
Yes.
And I text messaged Roger in the middle of the show a quote, and he's like, "What the fuck is that?" And I'm like, "Aren't you watching RuPaul's Drag Race?" He's like, "No, Housewives."
Okay, so this is
Marissa Miranda's in here.
Okay, she is, I think. Let me see, hold on, let me switch back. Oh yep, I see my triple M.
You guys, just to let you know, I think we have this set up so if you guys call our telephone number, you can be on the show.
Live. Like in live.
We're going to call his friend,
Jules.
Jules, and here in a few minutes. But if you guys maybe want to call in and talk to us about something, you can.
Yeah, don't everybody rush because we are not technically savvy enough.
It's 863-666-0377.
Because clearly I still don't know
what phone number. Yes, Jimmy Bear, like right now. I know, crazy. I mean, Foul Monkeys takes a live call. What's that?
I know. See, if we had a sponsor, we'd have the equipment to do it a little bit more smoothly. Mm. Anyway, so I just want to talk about real quickly. I want to fill MMM's
MMM,
ears.
We have your phone call. We're going to play.
We want later. To fill your ears up with Housewife. All right. So the reunion was Monday for the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Mm-hmm. But Which is the kickoff, right?
Yes. It's the first part of three. But before I start with that one, I just want to touch up on Atlanta. Phedra is going to whip some ass.
I okay? love that name, by the
Phedra
way.
Phedra is going to name. Whip, what's her fucking name?
Nini?
No. Oh, goddamn, I can't. MMM, please help me.
The one that writes the songs?
No. Goddamn it. What's
you
her
love
name?
That show so much, you can't even remember their names.
I hate when you say
you
that.
You have to keep an eye out on the Google chat if somebody tries to call.
I know.
Can we close some of those windows, maybe?
No. It's
you can always go back to the three-way website you were on.
Okay, so you want to know what the three-way was? Oh, my God. How do you transfer your fucking library? That's what it is.
Oh, okay, three-way.
Oh, my God, shut up. Anyway, so Apollo was talking to the hood rat that's on the show, and I can't remember what the fuck her name is.
Not a hood rat.
I can't remember. Not a hood rat. Anyway, so she's trying to fight with her. Bottom line is that she needs to quit fucking with other people's men and get her own. That was it. I mean, it was kind of a boring episode. Right now, I think they're in Cancun, and the next episode is when shit goes a little bit crazy with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one thing that I remember, is that next week is going to be pretty good, because that's when Phaedra confronts what's her name. And she's the one that did the quote.
Is her name, what's her name, Alicia?
No.
Oh, okay.
And, Kenya Moore, there you go, that's her name. Gone with the Wind Fabulous. See, it takes
that's
me
her tagline. I'm gone with the Wind Fabulous.
That was her like all old tagline, but no, oh, that's okay. Not so then moving on to the reunion was wow. I mean, talk about like confronting a friend.
Now I have a question. Is this a reunion from the previous season or a reunion from the one that was taped and no one's seen yet?
No, it's from the season that just finished.
So no one has seen or everyone's seen all those episodes?
So it would, I mean, I guess you would consider it a previous season, but it was just the season that just ended.
Uh-huh.
What they do is they bring the girls back for a reunion to talk about what happened in that season. So they recap, and this time it's like, you know, I think last week I talked about how Lisa Vanderpump was kind of being seen as an evil bitch.
Hold on. Baron, it's 863-666-0377.
867-5309. Anyway, so, you know, I have to say that even though Brandy is a little mouthy and she can sometimes be very kind of like loud and obnoxious or whatever, I really honestly think that
someone's calling. We have a caller.
Oh my God.
We have everyone, a caller. We have a caller. Please.
Oh,
hold.
We have two callers.
Oh,
shit.
I think we can only take one. Sorry.
We can only take one at a time, y'all.
So just take the first one.
Can you switch it? Hold on a second. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, y'all. Oh, okay. Answer. We're answering the phone call. Whoever it is.
Please hold.
It's
we're,
coming through.
We're waiting. There's a delay. Please hold.
Join. There you go. Hello?
Caller, can you hear us? Caller, can you hear us?
Did they hang up?
I think so. We'll answer this one.
We'll take the next call.
Again, we're new at this.
I don't think we could do more than one call. I don't think. We'll try it, but I'm not for sure. Caller, can you hear us?
Hi, this is Ed.
Hey, hi, Ed. Oh, my God. Can you hear us okay?
I can. You guys sound awesome. Yay! Hi, Roger.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
There's only one reason why I called.
Oh, okay.
Roger loves Mariah Carey. Can he sing us a sample of Mariah Carey? Do it, Roger.
I have video.
No.
No.
Tease. You're a big Mariah tease.
What is like? I can't do the whistle call right now.
No. It's called the whistle tone, I believe, is what I text messaged you.
Yeah, the whistle call is.
So he can only do that apparently when he's in the shower or the car alone.
That is so lame. Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you get to the callers, but I really wanted to hear him sing. If he loves her that much, I thought he would do it.
I will do a little piece towards the end of the show. How about that? Will that satisfy you?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Oh, that's so nice.
This is exciting. I've never been able to do this before. Someone else is calling, I think.
No, we got two voicemails.
Oh, so whoever was just trying to call, you can call us back because we're off that call.
Yeah, so the 5851, and I think the 505.
Don't say the whole number.
No, I know. Was Ed.
Okay.
The 585 is the person we missed.
Okay, so you can call in. I hope everyone could hear that. I didn't ask, so everyone said yay, Ed. So
I'm the high notes.
Oh, we have another call.
Oh, this is 585. Okay. We're answering. Please hold.
Please hold.
I don't know why I asked for a video. I don't want anyone to see.
Well, we can change that later. Yeah, we have the video set up. I'm not for sure why, but for some reason it happens.
Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Baron Frosty.
Hi, Baron.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm actually kind of really excited about doing this because I don't know if you've listened long enough, but I have never been technically challenged in order to do this.
It's working and I can hear it over the stream, so it sounds great.
That's amazing. See,
thank you, Jesus.
With Roger, magic happens.
Everybody in the chat room, can I get a praise Jesus, praise his light, please?
Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up.
Yes, exactly.
Or as my girlfriend Jewel said, you're the sop. Let Jesus biscuit you.
Oh, yeah. She got that all mixed up.
Actually, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, you're Latino, so you always get the words mixed up. So, Baron, what are you calling for?
I'm feeling a little flaccid because I wasn't the first caller.
Aww. Oh, I'm sorry. That was totally my fault because I was trying to properly answer the phone call.
But I just wanted to call you guys and say that the new show is really great, and I really did miss you guys a lot, so I'm glad the show is back.
Oh, thank you. I know it was a while, and we had to move, and then Ivy had her surgery, and then I was like, oh my god, who am I
gonna
find
in the first show when we recorded?
Well, I know, but I'm just reiterating for maybe people that did not hear it.
Go back.
There are some people.
I'm just kidding.
But then I didn't know who I would invite because, I mean, I kind of went with the last person I could think of.
Clearly, that was not me. That was not me. I was the first and only. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
But thank you for calling, Baron.
Thanks, Baron.
I'm so excited.
All right, I really, could you please put the wish list on like the Facebook page? Because I can open it here, but I'll never remember what the link is.
I'll put both of our wish lists on there.
Yeah, because she's feeling cool. A little jealous.
Well, yeah, Roger's like stealing my thunder. Baron, look into my eyes.
Roger what?
Baron, look into my eyes.
I'm looking.
You tell me, Ricky, you are the best. Roger is a skank and he doesn't deserve anything.
I think Roger knows that you're the superstar, Ricky.
Okay, good. That's all that I needed to hear, really.
Thanks, Baron.
Good night. Thank you for calling.
All right, I'll let somebody else call now. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, bye. All right, let me and that one. All right, let me get the. All right, so I think that's all about the Housewives. Next week's is going to be amazing.
Melissa Miranda, Melissa Miranda, 3M, mommy needs a smoky treat.
Mama do need a smoke treat. Honey, wait until I get down there.
Over there. We are going west.
Down there, over there. It's a Chicago thing.
So, all right, you want to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race?
I'm having Jules call.
Oh, she's calling now. Does she watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
She does not.
Oh, bitch.
I know. But wait.
Melissa the Confused is in the room.
Yay!
Remember the picture of Sumo that I showed you that's sitting on her desk at work?
Yeah,
Melissa.
Oh my god, I have a Chihuahua too, and his name is Cuba, and he's so adorable, and your dog is so cute.
I would love to work with my dog.
I know.
Oh, my god,
can you talk about a relaxing fucking day?
Right, if you're having a bad day, you can look over and see him smile at you. Ugh,
I know, that would be
and
so
say
amazing.
I love you, daddy. Is she calling? Is she having issues? Call her.
No, she's not calling. Okay, hold on a minute.
It's all about Ed. Believe me, you will eventually either be on our show or I will come out to the city that I can't spell, Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
That's not right.
Yeah, no, it's not. Oh, we have a caller.
We have a caller.
All right. Give us a moment, y'all. See, this would be a perfect time to have a sponsor.
Ricky, my dogs do have a voice. After we're done with Jules, just remind me and I'll tell you what my dog's voices are.
Hello, caller.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Am I the number one caller?
Yes, you are.
Did I win the tickets? Is this DCI?
Hi, Jules.
Hi, guys.
How are you? We're good. I just want to let everyone know, GCI, if you are not familiar, that's one of our radio stations here in Chicago, and they play like R&B, rap, all that kind of good stuff.
So if you want your R. Kelly concert tickets, you listen to GCI.
Exactly. Like, if you want to go shit crazy, that's where you go to call.
Okay.
B96 is the like the scrubbed down version of any radio station.
Okay.
Yeah. So how are you, Jules?
I'm good. I'm good. Can I just tell you that I love listening to you guys every week? Oh my God. You keep me laughing at my desk.
Now, just to paint the picture for you guys, Jules and I work together, and she sits about maybe two desks behind me, and every time I tell her when we record a show and it's out, literally within like 5 to 10 minutes, I hear her, and she's like, literally, and everyone in the offices close to us, they're all like, what are you laughing at? And I, you know, like, no one at work knows that I'm doing this, so besides Jules, and she's like, oh, nothing. I'm just listening to a funny podcast. And she's like cracking up in the background. So,
oh, who needs employment when I have you guys?
Wait, so doesn't TK work with you?
No, she works at the tea shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does Jules and TK know each other?
No. No, but she works with Smurfetters. Smurfetters works with us.
Oh, and was Smurfetters the one that got upset? Like, oh, I'm not your work wife?
Right. Oh, yeah. For all you that want to know, Jules is my work wife.
That was bad.
Was it awkward?
I don't know. I just felt bad.
No, I told...
I felt bad. So she's the work mistress.
Oh my goodness.
I don't mind sharing.
I told her she was my lover. What up, Smurfetters? Shout out to her and her dog.
Oh,
Big
she
Bert.
Is so mad right now.
I know. and then especially because I totally forgot to tell her to call in. Wait, just for the record. Wait, for the record, and Jules, you can back me up. She probably would not call.
Okay.
Right?
No, she wouldn't call. Maybe if we were all together, she would.
Yeah,
but
I don't think she'd call on her own. Maybe she would, but I don't think so, because she's kind of shy.
She likes it better when it's a threesome versus a one-two.
Yeah.
Well, apparently so does Roger, because when I got onto his computer, there was a tab on his Firefox or whatever that said three-way on it.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet you didn't know that about your work husband, did you?
Oh, she knows a lot. So, Jules, Rick wanted to ask you a question.
So, So, Jules, every female that has ever been on the show or ever called in or that is a fan of the show, we always ask them the same question. What is your most embarrassing period story?
I don't know if I have one.
Oh.
No.
Is it because you have a penis?
I can tell you this.
Okay.
Every time I do have a period, my husband looks at me and says, God, you're the only thing on earth that can bleed for that many days and still be alive. Why are you not dead?
And then you like straight up have sex with him because it made you horny, right?
She puts that black shark in her tank. Oh, let me just tell you, when she listened to this show, I saw her. I have like a mirror that's looking in the back of me, mm-hmm. so I can see when people are walking back and forth. And I saw her, and she's like this.
Well, this is not a video podcast, so people don't, they
right.
couldn't see
so
what you're doing.
Basically, I was just doing the back
he
and
was
forth
doing though. His hands like a shark fin.
Do you have any, Jules, do you have any embarrassing
like a poop
stories?
Story?
That you, like, yeah, do you have like a poop story?
Do I have a what?
A poop story.
Oh.
Like, you sharded your pants and you didn't mean to.
No, you. This is the one thing you have to know about Jules. Is she's very, like, she's all about cleanliness. Like, I mean, almost to the point where it's a little, like, over anal. So,
over anal. Got it.
I don't have an embarrassing story, but I did have to let my aunt, and this was like a time in my life that has passed, but I was so, I guess my bowel had shut down, and I had to let her run me a coffee enema.
Oh my God.
That was like the worst thing. And I was up for like 8 days after that. So don't ever find that at home.
Oh my God. It's kind of like what they say about girls that use, they soak their, tampons in vodka and then stick it up.
they get drunk.
Their hoo-ha and it gets them super drunk. Have you done that before?
Let me tell you, that life is real. I believe it. That coffee. man, I couldn't even blink. It came from Starbucks.
Oh my God.
I was just going to ask if it was Starbucks coffee.
Oh. I had to rethink how bad I wanted to get the shit out. It's like, leave it in.
Why didn't you go to the doctor?
They couldn't help me.
That's an awesome story.
So did you have too much fiber? Did you like over fiber or something?
No, you know, it was actually the medicine that I was on. And so, you know, they gave me lots and lots and lots of laxatives, and let me tell you, nothing would make it work. And so my aunt is like, Miss Super Vegetarian, I'm all natural, I can save you. And she came over and she was like, I'm gonna run this coffee through you and you'll be better. No, damn it, I couldn't blink. I was hurt. Couldn't sleep or shit.
I can't even. Did you try to eat a coffee cake just to make it worth your while? Be like, I had a coffee enema. Can I get a damn
biscuit? Can I get a Danish?
Can I get a Danish, goddammit?
I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the way to pull an all-nighter or a couple of dayer. I
wish I would have known that when I was in college.
I know. I wouldn't have the fucking bowel system I have now.
And it would probably be super cheaper because, like, right. Super cheap because, you know, like, when you're in college and stuff, you're, like pounding down the coffee.
Oh, totally.
But if you only have to do one coffee enema to stay awake for a whole day.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And she was giving me, literally, she was running me 2 ventis. Oh, my God.
Oh. Wait, so how does that, did she, was it like a squeeze bottle?
Well, it had to have been. Maybe like a douche bottle?
I mean, yeah, that's what she did. And I mean, she filled that bag up. She used a water bag.
Oh, the story gets better and better.
Oh, I mean, my God, I love it.
It was one of those, you know, the water bags that the older people use when they want to feel warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a whoopee cushion?
Yeah. Yes. She
oh, that's
that
awful.
Through me. Oh.
I wish I would have known that story.
To save your life.
So that gives like a whole new meaning to like coffee shits, right?
Yeah, really.
It sure does.
Oh, I'm going to try that, I think.
I can't wait to go to...
3M, Melissa, Marissa, Miranda, could you give me a coffee enema? Because she said it has to be organic if you're going to do it.
Right. Like, it has to be that green coffee.
Right.
It was black.
Well, I heard you like it like that.
Mm-hmm, Black Shark. Well, I always tell her that her husband has a...
I do, but at least my shark makes me go to sleep.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is my wifey, Jules. Oh my God, I love it. Well, Jules, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. We love you.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Oh, I just love you guys.
Oh, not a problem.
I have to listen to this tomorrow so I can laugh at work.
Yeah. And when you listen to it again, you're going to be like, damn, I can't believe
that.
The
listeners in the chat room, Jules, are saying that you need your own show.
See? We're going to have to get you out here so we could do one with all three of us.
Yeah, that would be fun. We could do that.
Oh, a little guest star.
Yeah, you'll be our special guest.
Oh, yay! I'm almost a celebrity.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Almost. Like, really? Like quadruple Z. We're all quadruple Z.
Don't talk about favorites. A breast like that.
Oh.
Don't talk about her breast like that. Her breasts are large and in charge. Wait, what size are they? Are they triple D?
They are.
Wow.
Wow.
I could get lost between those for days.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if I talked about it on the show, but or if you've heard it, but when I drink, I love to gather all the women in the circle at a bar and just motorboat the shit out of all of them.
Oh, yeah. If we weren't at work, there'd be some motorboating.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, let me just tell you, I could drown you, Ricky, just you alone.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey. I'm into that.
Wait a minute. She had a little, before we let you go, Miss Jules, she had a little lint today on her left breast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like wiping it off, and she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm just there's a lint there." She's like, "God damn, I can't even feel it." I'm like, "See, I just took it off."
Oh my God, I bet the shark loves them.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. That's because it lost. I mean, like that missing plane lost.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
Oh.
Well, that plane is with a lot of other sharks now.
That's anyway, too soon.
Yeah, a little too soon. Well, yeah. The sooner the better, because they need to find them. Apparently, Courtney, what's her name? Courtney Love found them.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
Anyway, Jules, we love you. Thank you for calling. We'll have you back on our live show.
Thank you guys for having me. Not I love problem. You guys. I love you guys. All keep right, me sweetie. Laughing and listening. Bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. She's an awesome, awesome girl. I love her.
Oh, my God. Does anyone else do... Wait, okay, let me get my English together.
Speak English, you stupid little retard.
Don't say the R word. It's not nice.
Not nice.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about my dog's voices. They have voices.
Who's and, Hey Bacon? Oh, Hey Bacon.
Kathy Bacon.
Oh, hey, Miss Kathy Bacon. I love me some bacon.
So my dogs do have voices. One of them can hear and the other one can't. Oh, we have a caller. Please just remind me to talk about that.
Yeah, we're answering, so please do not hang up. Takes a minute to go through.
Caller, please stay on the line. 1 second, please. Caller, we're turning off the video. Just one moment. Caller.
Caller, where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hi, Ricky.
Hello.
Hi, it's Jerry Bear.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, Roger.
Hi, how are you?
Wait, I have to shut up.
Oh, yeah, we're getting some reverb. Could you turn down the volume, please?
Okay.
Turn the like a radio host.
I'm sorry.
Turn the fucking shit down, goddammit. Goddammit.
Roger, you're getting a little uppity for your first show.
Oh, my God. I know who it is. I'll show you uppity.
Oh.
Just kidding.
How are you doing?
Ricky, I wanted to know if your dogs have voices.
Oh, okay. So you asked that in the... I was just about to go over it, and you called. So it's kind of like a perfect... It's like...
Was this a setup?
Like karma. Did you set this up? Or something. No.
Yeah, so what is Izell's voice?
Okay, so Izell's deaf. So, deaf. Deaf. She's not deaf. She's deaf. But Roger always makes fun of me because Tony and I say that she talks like this. My name is Izell, and I'm a princess.
Okay.
And what about her tits?
Oh, and I have 10 nipples. She lets everyone know that she has 10 nipples.
And she wants to show them off.
And she wants to show them off.
She says, Daddy, I want to show my nipples.
My Esther has 10 nipples.
Oh.
Yeah, she's from Puerto Rico. She's a Puerto Rican.
Oh.
And
does
she
speak Spanish?
With a Spanish accent.
Yes.
Yeah, she is. When we got her, she didn't speak a word of English.
Oh. So, can you speak? Can you do her language?
Well, we try to. I mean, her voice is like, she's a little 50-pound chocolate lab mix, and she calls us Poppy, and Poppy, I love you, and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, does she sing like Jennifer Lopez? I love you, Poppy. I love you, Poppy.
No, not at all. No, not at all. Like, no,
that's
no,
actually like, that's from the Bronx.
She's a very high-pitched voice.
Oh.
Like this?
Exactly.
Wow. But in Spanish. Oh, my God. Could you do that, Roger? Could you give us an example?
Like this?
Of a high-pitched Latina voice?
Así?
That's pretty close.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, my gift is not working today.
No. He's trying to get up to the whistle tone. So, excuse me. The next are... Ivy, you know, she's the first one that we had.
Terror.
She's a terror. She's almost 2 years old in May, and this is her voice.
I'm Ivy. I'm a princess. Don't fucking look at me. My sister's a bitch.
Oh.
For some reason, she's like 50. She's a 50-year-old Jewish woman, is
no,
what it is.
No, I talk like this. I'm not 50.
So we actually talk to them in that voice, but imagine those voices that I just did, but in a span or a like a Mexican accent, because that's what Tony speaks.
Yeah, the provider. I don't know why you're pointing so at me, because I don't.
Well, I'm pointing that way, but he. It's funny. It's hilarious when he does Ivy's voice. I'll try to get him recorded to do it, because I just die laughing every time.
Well, I think anybody that owns a dog would understand totally, because I think every dog owner has their own voice for their dog, and they always say them. So I kind of thought that you would have them, and you did deliver.
Does Cuba have one?
I don't know. He's a little Chihuahua, but he has that like.
It's probably like this.
He's got that like small dog syndrome, so it's like he thinks he's a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd probably walk around with like,
what up?
Because he's kind of ghetto,
or it kind of sounds like Pitbull.
No, God, I hate that motherfucker. Although he's kind of hot. And he has a big package.
He's only hot when he has his glasses on.
Yes, because then he takes... Well, his eyes are nice, because he's got, like, Jewish eyes.
But
he probably
walks,
like... I don't talk to him that way. I call my little poopy. Oh, my God, my little poopy. That's what I say to him.
Like, I always say... Or do you have time to stay on the phone? Are you good? Are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I was just saying, I lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was saying. I'm sorry.
Poor Ricky.
I'm old.
This is what happens when you're simple.
I'm old big fatty.
Careful, you'll be on the opening.
No, careful, you'll be on the opening.
Right. Is that Big Dipper? I'm still confused. I mean,
anyway,
I don't...
I'll let you go, and I hope to see you both at Bear Pride.
Well, I will be there. Roger may make an appearance, right? Mm-hmm. You can make an appearance to meet listeners.
No.
We'll
Roger's
work on
gonna
it.
Going to be there too. We just booked last weekend, and we're both coming out.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you definitely. We'll try to get Roger
all right.
in there.
Cheers. Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you for Bye-bye. Calling.
Yay! That was fun. I mean, we are doing it live. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Who uses... Oh, I see what he's saying. I thought it read, I use my droid porn. I was like, what the fuck is droid porn? Oh, you should throw that away, Baron.
Do you know what I've been singing in my head all day?
What? I love you, Bobby. I love you, Bobby.
The song by Salt and Pepper, None of Your Business.
Oh.
If she wanted to... Wait, we're singing two different parts.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You do your part.
No, you go ahead.
Want to take a guy home with me tonight? It's none of your business. Okay. If she want to get freaky, sell it on the weekend. It's none of your business.
There we go.
I've been singing it in my head all day long. I need to put it on my phone.
All day.
Stop. Don't. Please.
All day.
We have a phone call that we need to listen to. So okay, I'm going to take this off.
Yes.
No one call, please.
No one call us. Not right now, at least.
How long
are we going? Just until we decide?
Just until 9. I mean, our time is 9 o'clock. I don't think anyone's on after us, but if somebody is, then we'll just leave. Okay.
Wow, she just got real sassy.
All right, let's play this message. Here's the first one.
Hello, Paw Monkeys. It's Lala from Pawnee, Indiana, and I am calling to tell two stories. First of all, Melinda Miranda, your story is my story. Girl, that's ridiculous. Except for my story took a tragic turn, because I, too, found two sets of strings. And when I went to pull one of them out, the string part came off.
Oh, damn.
And you better believe I had to drag my sorry ass to the emergency room and mumble to people like, I can't get the tampon out. Like, you can't say that to strangers. Like, no. And then they had me lay down on a table and literally stuck their hand up there like I was a fucking Thanksgiving turkey. Pull that shit out.
Ooh, she not got puppeteered.
And I would also like to meet Jules still better because husbands do dumbass shit. My husband decided to sleep in, and we had an appointment in the morning, and the alarm was going off, and I shot straight up, and I said, oh, holy shit, what is our appointment? Wake up. He goes, they canceled it. When? Yes, they did. When? In your sleep. Oh, my God. Who the hell tells someone something in their sleep? What the crap? Anyway, love the show. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Lala. You'll actually meet her one day because she comes up to visit and stays with us. So her, that's awesome. Her hubby. So I think she's actually coming up here for while I'm gone on the cruise for Easter. She may be coming up here. So maybe if I show you how to work this stuff, maybe you guys could do a show together.
Oh, that'd be fun. I would love that.
That's too excited. No, it's not happening.
Oh, God. He's so afraid of me taking over the show. Oh, because I would do great.
All right, let's see. I saw some more phone calls in here, but I don't know if it's just people try to call and they hang up or they hung up. So let's try this.
One was Ed.
And that's a hang up.
And I think the other one was Baron.
Oh, wait. We do have a message.
Hi, guys. It's Baron Frosty. You know I love you both like my luggage. I'm just calling to say the show is great. You guys have really great chemistry. You really get me giggling. And I wish I could get through live. Maybe I'll try back later. Bye-bye.
And then he called right away and got in.
And he got in.
That's how it bees up in this place.
If you call right away, you always get in.
You always get right in.
Right in. Like
right
snug.
Up in there.
So we want to send out a couple shout outs to a couple tweets that we forgot to mention the last week.
Don't do that again.
Okay, so Joe in Dallas, my brother. What up? Thanks for sending out your tweets to us, and you were sending out some dirty stuff, which, you know, my cock loved. San Fran boy, thank you for the compliments. Scott McHugh, what up? Rabbit Buddies and Death Guru Official started following us.
Oh, is that a phone call? Oh,
that is a phone call.
We have a phone call. Please hold.
We have two.
Oh,
shit. Okay, man. Whoever's from 605, give us a call back as soon as we're done with the first call. Sorry.
The new slogan for Foul Monkeys is you always get right in. Caller, hello. Hold on. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yay! Who are we speaking with?
Hi, RC in Wisconsin.
What up?
Hello, RC in Wisconsin.
Hello, yes. Caller.
I had a couple of questions to ask.
Oh, you had a couple. He had a couple questions to ask. I can't even do that wrong. Is that bad? Like, yeah. I can't. I just cannot physically say. Can I ask you a question? Anyways, go ahead.
Okay, so why aren't you going to Bear Pride, Roger? Like, seriously, there's going to be a lot of people from Pride 48 there. DeAndre will be there. Jimmy Abrair will be there. I'll be there. Ramble Redhead might show up.
He doesn't know who DeAndre is.
Kenny Sims might have. He'll learn. So, I'm just saying, like, seriously, I have met a lot of people from Chicago that are just like, oh, no, I'm not going to Rare Pride. Like, they say it like it's a fucking plague. Like, seriously, what's the deal?
Well, I'm having a bit of an issue. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to burp all up in your ear. Barrett.
That's all right.
Madonna's on the line. are you on the shitter? Oh, my God, that would be so amazing.
No.
Wait. I have to ask you, before I answer your question, I have to ask you, do you get the weed shits?
Did I what?
Do you get the weed shits?
No.
Damn it.
Only when I eat a bunch of it, and when it's not refined or you know, when it's, like, done really sloppy.
I
eat Leary biscuits, that happens. But I don't really, that's why I don't do that. Yeah, only if I eat it.
Got it. So, anyway, well, to answer your question, I have a love-hate relationship with the bear community. One, because most of them are assholes.
Not most of them, a lot of them. And I do see that myself. Like, I mean, I've been straight up dancing by myself, and some dude, and it was, like you said, the muscle bears. Some big, tall, huge dude just came up to me. I wasn't even near him, and he's just like, you here, me here. And I was like, what the fuck? And he was with his group of friends, and I was, like, seriously flying solo. And I thought that was really strange. And then everybody around me was like, what the fuck was that about? And I'm like, I don't know. And I honestly didn't, and I never figured it out. But I don't know. I think you should go for the half that is good. For the half that you will see that you can be cool with. The half that is cool. Because I know what you're saying, and I see that too. Like, when I go to Big Chicks, I just think there's a bunch of douches in there. But I don't know. Then again, there's also a lot of really cool people in there.
Oh, my God.
And that's what...
But you know...
God. That's, like, my favorite bear.
Well, there are a lot of douchey bears in there. They're like circuit bears or something. I don't know, like bears that want to dress like twinks.
Oh my God! Oh my God! You're talking about Boys Town. That is not even Big Chicks.
Okay, first of all, let's clear up something. If you are a bear is a state of mind. It's not really whether you're big, small, large. But that's a problem. I think a lot of Chicago guys who are in the bear community, whether they're actually large, whether they're hairy, not hairy, whatever. It doesn't matter. My encounter with a lot of that community has been very pleasant. So for me, it's not a pleasant experience. So that's why I don't go to the bear functions that are here in the city, which is kind of sad. But
well, you should stop by at least to visit with us.
Oh, I'll show my face. Maybe through Skype.
Okay. Cool.
Maybe through FaceTime.
through Ricky's iDevices. They'll be like, oh, that's what he looks like. Here's a video that I have.
Right.
Don't tell my shit, I told you.
Anyway, so
I was also... So, I mean, I also wanted to laugh about the whole chair thing, because I've always noticed that. But the funny thing is that Mexicans, they can say... Okay, so they say share, they say chair, when they're talking about la chair. But when they're talking about the chair, they say share.
Yeah, like, they know I have to say that a lot of Mexicans, and I don't want to point out Mexicans, but since we are talking about our peeps, they don't know how to distinguish in English SH from CH. So I think that's reason.
It's so weird, huh?
It's the weirdest thing ever. My mom has had that issue once in a while. Like, instead of saying hello when you answer the phone, she says yellow. What fucking red, green, blue?
My mom is like getting like that with age, and she actually didn't learn Spanish until she got older, but she's only lived in El Paso, Texas, and my dad was like that. And my dad wasn't actually like that, but I have aunts like that too, that they'll just mispronounce words, and it changes from one year to the next. It just comes with them being old Mexican people. And just being like, fuck it, we don't care. And I guess that's how old people just get in general, is they just don't care. They don't really have the patience of worrying about what people think. And, you know, they'll just straight up call you out. I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to move on to something else. Sorry, I'm not trying to, like, be a big hog with your time. But I wanted to ask one more question.
Okay.
Is Pawnee Lala the same as the Lala in Indiana?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's the only question. Because I know there's Lala Lore and, you know, the Jew. And then there's that one.
We love Lala Lore, Lala Lore and the Jew.
Right. We love her boobs.
Well, I love her, doesn't? But yeah.
No, you love her.
I mean, I like the show she's done with Ricky and stuff like that. And, I really enjoy the new format for the show or, you know, whatever. I think it's really cool. I'm really digging it. And I just wanted to call in and, you know, say hi. And well,
thank you, RC.
Thank you, RC. I love you. I think you're so sweet. I love your phone calls and I love your tweets and all your messages. So keep them coming. Spread the word.
Yeah, they definitely will because I'm like a big fan of Ricky Burton.
Stop it. Oh, you please. Just met me. What did you just say again?
I'm one of Ricky Burton's biggest fans.
All right, RC, we have another call coming in. Can we take it?
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Sure, yeah.
Bye.
Oh, do you hear it?
No, I think that was his doorbell.
Oh, whoops.
Well, we need to make sure that we're not behind anybody because I don't want them to be like, yeah, bitch.
I think if someone was behind us, they'd be in the room saying, get the fuck off. Is there anyone scheduled now?
No.
Can anyone tell me?
It's at 9:30.
Oh, shit. We have a call. Listeners, please hold.
605.
What
up, bitches? What is 605 anyway?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Wait. Don't say anything. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Seriously.
I know who this is.
Is this
butter bread? I want some butter bread.
Who is this?
How dare you announce the area code? What, ruining a surprise? Hello.
Roger doesn't know who you are, Miss Bacon.
Butterbread.
No, wait, but I did. I was able to. You're the one that left a message, right? About
okay,
the.
Okay. If Roger was up on.
Oh shit! I'm about to get schooled.
No.
Oh, Miss Bacon, your phone call's breaking up.
If Roger was up on his podcast, he might. Call me Juicy, although Juicy won't say bacon.
No, I have no idea.
He doesn't listen to podcasts. He just started today, actually.
And Baron just died.
Oh, he doesn't listen to Baron's podcast because he had to ask me, what's the name of Baron's podcast?
No, but I did know what it was because I did tell you the name you asked. And wait, Baron, I just want to point out that he was like, I don't know what the name is. I was like, isn't it next, like, Blime or something? He's like, yeah, I think that's what it is. And sure enough, when I looked it up, that's what the fuck it was because I remember liking the page. I just want to remind the listeners that I have a memory like an elephant. Uh-huh.
Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that thud? That was Roger throwing Ricky under the bus.
He's really good at that, Kathy Bacon.
I've noticed.
And boom.
Miss Bacon, I have something to say to you.
I love that, Miss Bacon.
What? You are totes cutes with Z's.
Totes adorbs?
Yeah,
you are totes adorbs.
Okay, well, I gotta go. I'm gonna run to the store and see if they have any butter bread.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye.
We awesome. Love Kathy Bacon.
Miss Bacon.
Get into Kathy Bacon.
Does she have a show?
She calls Big Fatty's show, but you probably heard her call on Big Fatty's show before. Because I know you've only listened to like 4 episodes of his, but you cannot do it.
Did you hear that? That was me under the fucking bus.
Well, not every show's for everyone.
Right.
But you'll get once you meet Big Fatty, you're going to be like, oh, I have to listen to this.
I know. Do you know who that is?
I know who, that's Taylor the Latte Boy from... Pod is my co-pilot that you listen to that you're like your
besties.
Whatever.
I love Pod as my co-pilot.
You mean my spinoff, Pod as my co-pilot?
Wait, is he up on here? No, is he in the room?
No, he is not in the room. They are never in the room. They don't listen. So.
Oh, well, I need you to listen.
No, they don't do that. So, all right. So we really need to go. It's 9:05. Can we talk about RuPaul's Drag Race, please?
Yes, we can talk about it. Right, more calls, by the way. Yeah, sorry.
No more calls. The phone lines are down.
AT&T is no longer working.
Please say it in Spanish. The phone calls are down. The phone lines are down.
Todas las llamadas están para afuera. That's incorrect, but... ATT no está trabajando en este momento. Por favor, llamen otro día. Gracias.
If you have a question, toque uno.
Si tienen una pregunta, oprime el número uno.
So, RuPaul's Drag Race, before we leave. Who do we love? Who do we hate this last episode?
Okay, so I do have to say that I do love Adore Delano.
Oh my god, did you just say my name? That is why I cannot stand her. She is, as a boy, she's like super cute. And as a woman, she's pretty.
But I cannot live with this vice. Like, oh my god, I don't even close my lips.
Like, well, I cannot, no.
You know, I get it. However, I think that she's pretty funny, and she does have she's pretty witty. I think she plays up that whole dumb drag queen thing. Mm-hmm. But oh my god, excuse me, I'm having a lot of like issues.
Yes, yeah,
gastrointestinal issues. I don't know if I really have a favorite at the moment. I can tell you who I don't like. That would be easier.
The Bianca Del Rio.
I don't like her.
Yeah, she's bitchy.
Her fucking her makeup is heavy like my heavy like a first day period. Like a first day period. And for all of you, that was a Janet reference. You must know that I love Janet Jackson, love George Michael, which, by the way, he released his new album, Symphonica. It's amazing. He sounds amazing.
How do we feel about the Chicago Queen, Gia Gunn?
I hate her.
What's a Tony?
Don't call me ignorant. Bitch.
You're fucking stupid.
What? Did you prefer stupid? Oh my god, she's annoying. She's like
spoilers. I'm sorry. We won't say who won or anything. I'm sorry if you haven't seen it.
Wait, who says spoilers?
No, the evil gentleman said, I haven't watched yesterday's episode, must be aware of spoilers. We won't say who won or anything. We're just talking about who we like. Is that cool?
Kathy Bacon wants to know if we shave our hands.
I don't have to shave my hands. I don't know. That's scary. Doesn't that mean you masturbate a lot when you have hairy hands?
I don't shave my hands. Who does that?
Wait,
is it the top or the bottom?
Good one. Oh. High five it.
Girl, I'm versus.
Versies. How do we feel about Ben de la Creme?
That's what I was going to say. I actually like her. I think she brings... she is probably kind of like the... what was her face from last season who was older? And now she looked like LaChair.
Oh, yeah.
LaChair.
You are talking about the one with the big lips.
Yes. But like she just brings like this classiness to it, but but is able to...
We haven't seen him break down or have a fit. He's kind of kept calm or struggle.
Right.
He's been really good.
But you know what, though? I think that, you know, this is a problem. This is a thing. It's like American Idol. It's like the X Factor, which is no longer around. But it's kind of like, is MMM, you need to let us know what you thought about NeNe Leakes on Dancing with the Stars, if you saw that. Anyway, she, like, you bring your A game.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's brought it.
Yeah, she brought it. She brought it. It's like, I mean, I think she's going to excel very well. I don't like the girl who had the flippers, who they told her about the flippers. Lalique Saint-Chic.
Trinity K. Bonet, the one that thinks she's Beyonce. I did not like her.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Didn't she die? Little Bonet, the little girl?
Yeah, that girl died.
What was her name?
what was her name? Something Bunny.
Ramsey. Bunny Ramsey.
Yeah, Bunny Ramsey. Ramsey, I think was her name. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
how do we feel about... We already talked about Courtney Act. We love her.
Good night, MMM.
Good night, 3M. Darian Lake. The big one.
Oh, I mean, her face is like a female. I mean, she's got... I think she's... She, her, and what was the one that we like?
Ben de la Creme.
Ben de la Creme. I think those two have the most feminine face aside of the what's her name? Comfort Act.
JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey. The Courtney Act.
Mm-hmm.
They have the most feminine faces, but I think she's gonna get thrown out in a couple episodes.
Well, the bigger girls never really make it that far. Latrice Royale made it. What, she's fourth?
I think she was third.
Good. She was
the I mean, Jesus is a biscuit.
No,
let
the
stop
top
you
three.
Up.
The top three are. She was the fourth.
Her face always looked beat to death. First of all,
mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yes,
it's a good thing.
Yes, and she. I mean, she just always.
She was classy.
Class.
She was in prison.
That's why the bitch was classy.
That's crazy. Jocelyn Fox.
Don't know her. Don't care.
Okay.
She'll be out soon.
Laganja Estranja.
She's not drag enough for me mm-hmm. for the competition. I think that she's trying too much to be like Alaska Thunder and Sheer Needles.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like that. It's like be an individual. I get why she does what she does, but it's not really drag. Mm-hmm. At least not the way that RuPaul is drag.
Okay. Milk.
He's kind of the same as...
Well, he's like the stranger one. Like, he's the one that showed up on the first day
with the beard. He's the guy...
Yeah,
okay,
the
so
goat beard.
Let me take what I said back about the
Laganja Estranja, you really meant it for milk.
Yes, I got those two confused. But Estranja is...
Estranja. Well, we can't really talk about last night's episode, but...
Right. But yeah. I think that she will probably get far, but she'll probably be like in the fourth place, I think.
Okay, and then the last one that was still on the show is, you know, no spoilers or anything, so we don't, I mean, we're just going by who's still remaining on the shows. April Carrion.
April Carrion. I like her. I do like her, and I think she's very pretty.
She's from Puerto Rico.
Wow. I don't even know.
Puerto Riquino.
She's Puerto Riquena. I think she's pretty.
She is pretty.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I liked her.
I don't understand why they continue to put people that have really heavy accents and then don't subtitle it.
Right.
They did it a couple times with a couple of the other girls who had heavy accents and
they make fun of their accents. I don't know if you've noticed that on the other shows, but they're like, we can't understand a damn word they're saying.
Right.
Well because...
Subtitle it. But not only that, or get a fucking translator.
Mm-hmm.
Translate. Trasduce. Translate.
We love Courtney Act. I think she's pretty awesome. And RT Cruiser said she nearly won Australian Idol.
Keyword nearly. Not nearly.
Well,
enough.
I mean, but did you?
I thought that last night's episode, I thought that Adore Delano has a much better voice.
Mm-hmm.
Even though. Courtney
oh my God, what? Did you just say I had the best voice ever? Oh my God.
although Courtney Act, she did really well. And I thought that she hit
on
the
notes. Oh my God. Sorry, Baron said that he had to go because he had someone shoving a big cock in his face.
Oh, Baron. is that your cock? I have yet to see your cock, Baron.
Girl, I got pictures. All right, so we're done with RuPaul. I mean, we're going to... We love it all.
P48 up in that room.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to get us out because it's 9:15. It's 15 minutes before the next show.
Oh, okay. Is that what they said? Where is...
Oh, she made the semifinals. Bitch, that is not near enough.
Well, that's still pretty good. So what else do we have to say? We have to go because I guess there's no show on. I'm sorry if we were going over. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Give us a call, 863-666-0377. Email us at
foulmonkey.com.
Foulmonkeys.
At foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes. Twitter us at
foulmonkeys.
And Facebook us at
foulmonkeys.
No.
Facebook.com/FellMonkeys.
Yay, you got it. I want to thank everyone for showing up in the room. Some people that have already left.
Kingsley,
I really
hello.
Appreciate it. I really love the fact that we can get live calls now. I think that's fun. So we may start doing that a little bit more.
Should I sing out a little bit of
yeah, if you, you want to give a little Mariah whistle if you can?
No, I'm not going to give a whistle, but I'll give a little, like, just a little
Mariah. What are you going to sing?
I'm a little like nervous. I have about two like what, like a minute?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I don't know.
You don't know what to sing?
No, I know what to sing.
Treating me kind.
No.
Sweet destiny. Like that?
Suffered from alienation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the words.
I had it all. And I believe. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Okay. All right, everyone. So good night. Thank you for showing up.
Good
and
night.
We will be doing a live show the third Wednesday of April. I will not be here. So.
Yeah. So this will be the first live
Maybe
show.
Maybe we'll do it the second. Wednesday of we'll decide and we'll tell you on the show.
Bitch, I just rearranged my therapy session for that.
Bye. No. All right. Bye everyone. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.